أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم، ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين. فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون. قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون. وقال لفتيانه جعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون. فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون. قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه من قبل، فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. ولما فتحوا متاعهم وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم، قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي، هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا، ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير، ذلك كيل يسير. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى، we are approaching to the miracle and the essence of this whole waqia of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Gradually, as we have been discussing, we are now coming to the point which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks with great length, and in which the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in its totality is manifest. As we discussed, that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was placed on the throne of Egypt through the Amr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the dream which he interpreted, he had to now carry out. A dead drought which was to be faced, and the worry was on the shoulders of the ministers and the king. Now this worry was transferred to the shoulders of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. So as he interpreted, and as it was the Amr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, first 7 years, prosperous, excessive rain, green and lush. And the 7 years that followed later, as he interpreted, which was the mansha of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, drought. So in these 7 years of prosperity, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam gave it so much that it could carry him and everyone well over the 7 years of the drought. Now when they were struck with this drought, when they were afflicted with this drought, then people learned about the generosity of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, that the new king or the new ruler is a very just ruler. The new governor is a very just person, a very kind person, a very compassionate person, and he is attending to the needs and necessities of the people when man is desperate, and that is now in the period of drought. And like they say, news always travels. This news reached the ears of Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, and this drought had also afflicted Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, who was living in Canaan, which was well away from Misr, which is a town in Palestine. The drought had spread so far that even they were afflicted with this drought. When they learned about the generosity of this new ruler, not realizing that this is my son, and for the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, not realizing this is my brother, just as every other person came with the sole intention of benefiting and gaining something, they also left home, departed from home with this very same goal and intention. The Quran describes it very explicitly. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. And the brothers of Yusuf arrived. On the tafsir of Qurtubi, after the lapse of 40 years. On the tafsir of Imam Qurtubi, after the lapse of 40 years. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. They entered into the court. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam with the crown on his head. فَعَرَفَهُمْ. As they entered, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam recognized one by one without an iota of doubt. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. And the Quran says, they found Yusuf to be strange for many reasons. When they met Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, he was a child. And prior to a person maturing, he passes through many different stages. I mean, leaving him at the age of 7 and then looking at him at the age of 47, there is a vast difference. Secondly, even had they recognized him, there was no thought of it being genuine because he was sold as a slave. Or he was dropped in the well. So the furthest the imagination could have gone was that he must have been working for someone as a laborer. That was the condition that we left him in. He could be a laborer and nothing more. So one is the lapse of 40 years. Second is the condition that we left him in. So there is no chance. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam recognizes everyone. And as the people came about, he used to question each person. So he addresses them, you are not from Misr. What makes you come here? The people of Misr are afflicted with a drought. You are from Canaan. And your mother tongue is Ibrani. So they mentioned that we are from Canaan and we are also afflicted with a drought. How many are you in the family? Allahu Akbar. We are 12 brothers in the family. We lost one brother when he was a young boy. He was devoured by the wolf. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this, respected friends. We lost one brother. He was devoured by the wolf in his youth. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is listening to this discussion. He is sitting on the throne and the brothers are narrating the waqia. Let us for a moment reflect or try and comprehend what must have been the sabr, the patience that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam exercised on that occasion. Because he was devoured by the wolf, his father became very attached to his other brother and he would not release the other brother. So besides those two, one who has been devoured, the other one that is in his presence, 10 of us are before you. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, listen to everything. What great patience, what great tolerance. Allahu Akbar. وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ordered that they be granted corn, ghalla. And then he addressed them, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. You have one other brother. The next time you come here, you bring that brother along with you. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِ الْكَيْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. Don't you see I am giving in great measure Wa ana khayrul munzilin, and I am the best of hosts. There is no one that will entertain you more than me, and you are in dire necessity. Every person that comes will have a camel load. This was the qanun. And it was for the very same reason that Yaqub alayhi salam sent all 10 sons. So 10 people, the more he'll gain. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that if you will bring your other brother, you will have an extra camel load. So you will benefit. Wa ana khayrul munzirin, and you are seen for yourself that I am the best of hosts that can assist you on this occasion. So he gave him the glad tidings in this one verse. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ. Now another riwayat that comes. As Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was giving them, one of the brothers mentions, O king, we have another brother. This is a different riwayat. And our father did not allow him to join us. So looking at your majesty, looking at your kareem, looking at your generosity, we'd appreciate it if you can give us an additional camel load for our brother who is at home. Acha, so you've got a brother. So the next time you bring that brother with you, if you don't bring him with you, that means you are deceiving me. You are taking an additional camel load for yourself. There's no other brother. Yusuf alayhi salam is full aware there is another brother. He is making a plan to get that brother. He hasn't seen his blood brother or his parents for 40 years. Some way or the other, some scheme, some plot, some idea to get his brother. 40 years. So that means if you don't bring your brother on the next occasion, you are deceiving and you are deceiving me. So if you are deceiving me, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي. The next time you come and he does not accompany you, then I will not give you any corn. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ, and you don't come near me also. If your brother doesn't accompany you, then don't even set on journey to come and visit me. If you want to come here, then there's only one way you've got to come, and that is bring your brother Binyamin with you, as you have mentioned yourself. It was on this occasion, according to this riwayat, that they mentioned, how can we deceive? We are the children of a Nabi. Our father's name is Yaqub alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Who is our father? Yusuf alayhi salam is listening to this whole discussion. History is repeating itself. The cassette is being rewinded. He's listening to the whole thing. Anyway, let us just point out this to you. Since his brother has been devoured by the wolf, our father doesn't trust us. Because we mentioned to him that the wolf devoured his youngest son, and he didn't believe us. And since that day, he would just not release his brother. So we would try our utmost best and our level best to bring him with us. But the final decision is in our father's hands. And because this incident has transpired, we cannot promise. قَالُوا سَنُرَابِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ. We will approach our father, we will ask him, we will request. Most definitely we will propose the suggestion to him, and we will explain to him in detail all what you have mentioned to us. But the final decision is what he decides. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِ يُجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told his slaves, after he gave them the corn and he had a lengthy discussion with them, he was the king after all, he could question. Thereafter he mentions to them the wealth that they brought in exchange. So much was being sold, it wasn't given free. And according to one tafsir, there was some jewelry that was brought. He mentioned to one of the slaves, they take this jewelry and take this wealth and put it back in the belongings. In other words, you give them the camel load full of corn, and very quietly, very secretly, once again return those very same coins in their baggage, without mentioning it and without revealing it to them. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, there was great wisdom hidden in this. The reason is, if they want to come back on the next occasion, which was the idea of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to bring them, then naturally they needed money. Now if they haven't got, then that itself would discourage them. I mean, we haven't got money, so there's no chance of going. So when they return, then they'll see the money, so at least that hurdle is removed. Secondly, when they return, then from this they will get a glimpse of what a nice king he is. From that, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam himself will understand the generosity of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and what a pious person he is. Basing it on the piety of this king, he would release Binyamin. Thirdly, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah, and he would recognize immediately that my children took this wealth, and perhaps by mistake this wealth has been placed in their baggage. This wealth does not belong to my children. This is an amanat. Come what may, I've got to get this wealth back to the king. Subhanallah. Look at the wisdom. This wealth that has come back does not belong to my children, because in exchange for this they have received the corn. So this is an amanat, and the amanat has to be returned. So when it will be returned, then most definitely they will send some of the sons, Yaqub alayhi salam. And when they will send, then there is great chance all this is leading to the fact that come what may, he wants to bring his brother Binyamin, which is the bashari taqaza and which is the desire of any human. Now in this, there is a nukta. Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi writes, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam being a Nabi of Allah, was he unaware of the agony being experienced by his father, that he ignored informing him of his welfare despite having the full ability? A question to ponder. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, sitting on the throne of Egypt, no one to question him. Well away, these are his brothers, where they are heading from. The son of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, my father is blind, he is crying in my separation, full aware, full ability to go. Why does he not inform? Never mind informing, does not reveal his brotherhood to his own brothers. According to the tafsir of Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent wahi to him not to inform Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, because this was one test of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. What was the wisdom of this test? Allah alone knows. There was a certain period which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intended the separation of the father and son. Who can question him? So via wahi, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that he should not reveal his condition to his father. A time was to come, as he seen the dream in his childhood, when his father and his brothers were to prostrate before him. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So when they return and they see the generosity of this king, then there are great chances that his generosity will induce them to once again come back. Bearing in mind, the period of the drought was 7 years, which was a long period. So there was an often visit. Then again, the distance was far, so it was not easy. It was camelback. Very happily, they depart from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ. When they returned to their father, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, O our father, مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ. Corn and food will not be granted to us until and unless you send our brother with us. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. regarding protecting him, then we take the responsibility. We are responsible of seeing to his welfare. See how Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is being tested in this whole thing. On the second occasion, now when the brothers are returning and they are presenting the request to take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, now they are genuine in their statement that we want to take him and we will protect him. There is no lie on their part. Now Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, a father has to look at what the son done on the first occasion. They've got the pressure of the king not realizing that is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, in the separation of Yusuf alayhi salam, that incident quite fresh in his mind, does not permit him to take the step and release Binyamin. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we take the full responsibility of attending to all his needs. We are responsible, we will protect him. If you will not send him, then never mind. If you are going to send him, then you are risking one person's life, Binyamin. But if you are not sending him, then all our lives are at stake because we've got no food. So our survival is dependent on you releasing Binyamin. What an awkward situation, predicament. These are how the friends of Allah Pak have been tested. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ashaddul Bala, the person or the people that are afflicted with the most difficulties are Anbiya. Thumma al-amthal, then the people that are the closest to the pattern of the Anbiya. Next in merit. The person that will be afflicted with the greatest amount of difficulties were the Anbiya. Next, those that will be on their pattern. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Now, from this, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes another point. He says, for parents, in the upbringing of their children, there are great lessons hidden in this waqiyah. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, despite the evil that was done by his sons, he did not break relation and he was not despondent. They spoke a lie. They sold their own brother. They broke the heart of their elderly father. They caused him to lose his eyesight. I mean, what harm they caused to their father was nothing ordinary. If a child fails an examination and the father does for that son, then that son cannot understand what harm he has done to his father. That father knows, one day my son, my words will ring in your ears. Maybe 10 years down the line, or 20 years down the line, but my words will ring in your ears. Because you are my son, I will not curse you. But you have hurt my heart. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam hurt the heart of their father to such an extent that he became blind. But he did not break relation. To such an extent that they still had the courage to come and approach their father on the second occasion and to ask for another brother, after being aware of what they had done with the first brother. So that relation between father and son was still upheld. And it was because of his istiqamat and sincerity that Allah made it such that many years later they repented. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَ اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا أَوْ our father, in this whole incident that transpired between us and our brothers, we were guilty, ask Allah to forgive us. So, قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. But Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam also reprimanded them with great diplomacy. Must I once again trust you like how I trusted you with his brother? In other words, have you got the courage to still ask the question after what you have done? You are full aware. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I put my yaqeen in Allah and I hand it over to Allah, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He is the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. He is going through all these difficulties and these hardships. What does he say? My Allah is the most merciful. Today we cannot attribute the quality of mercy to Allah when we are in ease and comfort. Never mind in poverty and distress and adverse conditions. We cannot attribute the sifat of rahmat and mercy to Allah Pak when we are in ease and comfort, never mind when we are in distress and problems. Then Allah say, then Allah forget the evil remarks that we pass regarding Allah Pak. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Allah is the most merciful. They returned home and they mentioned this to the father. This is the sequence in which the Quran discusses. While they were discussing, وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ They opened their baggage, like when a person returns from journey. وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ They found the wealth was once again here. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا نَبْغِي Oh my father, what more you want? Abba Jan, what more are you looking for? Is this not sufficient proof to say that this is a generous king? مَا نَبْغِي هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا Look for yourself. Here is the wealth and here is the camel load. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا If you will send Binyamin, Abba Jan, there will be more food for us. We are in need of food. We all will benefit. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا We went safely, we came back safely. We brought everything, trust us. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ By you sending Binyamin, there is an additional camel load. ذَلِكَ كَيْلُ يَسِيرٍ And for the king, that's nothing, he has promised us. He will keep up to his word. So it's all dependent upon you. If you give the go ahead, the balance is to us. How Allah Pak tests him. How Allah Pak tests him. He looks at it. Poverty, drought, blind, separation of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, demand of his sons, the condition of the home. قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يُحَاطُ بِكُمْ I will never send him until you swear an oath by Allah. لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ That on your return, you will bring Binyamin back with you and you will not do that which you done with his brother. إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطُ بِكُمْ The Quran, Allahu Akbar. With the exception of such a condition in which everyone is to face death. From this Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi extract that if you send a person and you make him responsible, then you have to exclude those conditions in which he's got no say. I'm responsible of your goods provided it's a fire breaks out. Provided there's no robbery. So provided death or any other such circumstance that prevail or situation, under every condition you will bring him back. I am compelled and I am forced to do this. I have no option. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ They agreed. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam agreed that and he released Binyamin with great imagine what must have transpired in the heart of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam on that occasion. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ Finally he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ Whatever we are discussing, Allah is a witness. And I hand my affair over to Allah Pak. Kaaba Ahbar Rahmatullah Ali writes, when he mentioned this, then it was on this occasion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that because you have placed your trust in me, I will ensure that I will unite you with your son before you leave this dunya. Because you have placed your trust in Allah, I will ensure that you will meet your son before you leave this dunya. I was mentioning, when a person hands his problem over to Allah, respected friends, then he must come out of it. Now leave it to Allah Pak. Sahaba Ikram sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one person spoke ill of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam silent, Abu Bakr silent. He spoke ill again, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu silent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam silent. On the third occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu answered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stood up and he walked away. Abu Bakr said, O Nabi of Allah, when I was silent, then you sat. Now when I spoke back, then you walked away. Nabi Sassam said, O Abu Bakr, when you were silent, Jibreel was answering. When you started speaking, Jibreel went, I had to go. Allahu Akbar. When you were silent, then Jibreel was answering on behalf of you.